What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Oh, we're podcasting.
Oh, are we podcasting? We have a lot to talk about today. First things first, if you happen to stumble upon this podcast, it's hashtag #IMomSoHard, and we're happy that you're here. If you thought this was going to be two moms talking real sexy like, you are mistaken.
But I mean, it could happen. But it could happen.
It's just the probabilities are not as high as us getting very excited about something in our air fryer.
Yeah.
Also, not always the case, but sometimes. You can find us anywhere that you listen to podcasts. You can also find us on Facebook where we post videos. You can find us on Instagram where we just post. You can find us on the tweets, the twits. TikTok is something we have not done yet. We will learn a dance and get there eventually.
I think we did one.
I think, you know which one it is. Which is appropriate that we're going to talk about. It's when I caught my hair on fire. We started with that. That's the one we have. And then, yeah. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Just say we're great and have a Midwestern nasal effect at all.
None. And when you do talk about us and you're listening only, just say we sound skinny.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I mean, whatever. You do whatever you want, but like whatever we'll you find want. You and we will kill just, you.
Yeah, just rate, review, and subscribe, and don't be rude about it, because my feelings can get hurt.
Yeah, because if you do, next time I'll do a 4-hour one. Kristen will kill me also, and it'll be all about antique glassware, because
I can talk about it
nonstop. But that's
yeah.
We're not going to podcast about that today. So you got off today. You're lucky.
Well, look at that. You didn't think that was going to happen on this podcast.
That you got off? No.
Yep. We're going to have a fun time talking about something near and dear to our heart, which is our hair.
Yeah.
It's just a conversation we're about to have. But
I know that sounds very surface, but there's a lot more to it.
There's a lot more to it. And there's a lot of my surface that is covered with hair. So it is literally a surface issue. But I think that we have to talk about how we're both feeling due to our if you know Jen and I, we do this really sexy trivia with four other couples, and I have fallen asleep twice. My friend Jen took a picture of it, which was horrifying because I had my mouth open.
Stay awake, you guys. I will not be the first to fall asleep at a slumber party. I will freeze your bra. But you know what? There's a good and a bad to that, because I will also drive when you're tired.
Yeah. Like, yes. It's so true.
Late night haul. Yeah.
She's good at the late night haul. I am 100% not.
She's up at 4:30 and she takes that crappy shift of driving.
Yeah. I'm the good early person.
Yeah.
I'm too chipper from what I've been told. That never goes over well. But I would just like you guys to know
that last night. It's not always chipper, but it's loud sometimes.
It's loud.
Always.
Always loud. That's exactly how my son works too. I'm like, you wake up like you walk around this house like you're a church mouse. And I mean, I don't even think he has arches in his feet when he wakes up, because it's like he's stomping. It's like he's Shrek and he goes into pee, and then it's like,
I'm a slow waker.
How much comes out?
I'm such a slow waker upper though, that like we'll be on the road and Kristen's
I feel so bad for
hey
you.
I just finished our taxes, take a quick look through and sign the, and I'm like, I don't even know my name to sign it. I can't. Where are we? I think I'm a bat. I have no idea what's happening. I can't. deal. So
I've had to learn to like, I'm like, Kristen, not everybody wakes up like you.
No.
And you go to bed at 9. So you're like the worst. Like you start getting cranky and like falling asleep in a bar stool. So I can't. But I will say last night we all opted to play trivia, which was super fun. And I decided that Kettle One Vodka was going to make me have more fun. So I drank what feels like a liter of vodka. And I don't, here's where the night ended for me. I don't remember you and Britt's trivia questions. What was your category?
Oh, he, you'll remember. So the first question was about, who does QAnon think JFK Jr. is? And he put up that really bad picture of Tom Cruise.
I think I like spaced it.
My husband has this like picture of Tom Cruise before he got braces, just at the ready.
It's been the running joke of our trivia the entire time. And by the way, if I haven't said, we've been playing it, I think we're at like almost 42 weeks.
Yeah.
It's been almost the entire quarantine and it's been such a saving grace. So we look forward to it. And
it's so
fun. For whatever reason, I'm like, you guys know what I should do? I should just drink this vodka as much as I can.
I'm glad you did because I do that most trivia nights. And I have to admit, because this is terrible. Maybe we'll edit this out. Maybe I'll grow some balls, which is a lot of what this this current episode has to do with. But I think in the 42 weeks, I've barfed twice. If you are selling stuff online, you're definitely in the right business right now. Most people are shopping online now more than ever. Guilty. No matter how much you sell, ShipStation makes it super easy to manage and ship out all of your orders faster, cheaper, and more efficiently, all in one simple interface. And who needs more work to do?
No, you just need things to be simple. So when you have something that you're selling, you know where it is in process and you know how to like keep everything organized.
And we're always sending out our books and our wine glasses and stuff like that. And this just makes it, ShipStation makes it so much easier.
That's right. And listen to this. You'll even get access to amazing discounts with major carriers, including UPS, FedEx, and USPS. Easily compare carriers and choose the best solution every time. I wish ShipStation was helping me maintain productivity in other parts of my house.
Yeah, it's no wonder ShipStation has more 5-star reviews than any other shipping software.
That's right. Ship more in less time.
Just use our offer code MOM, M-O-M, to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in MOM. That's ShipStation.com. Enter offer code MOM. Make ship happen.
I'm going to tell you what I did. This is the dumbest thing you've ever heard of. Okay, so Jen and I are both like trying to like get back into fitness and get back into wellness because it's just the thing we're doing. We're doing this thing for profile. They've been great. And I have been counting my steps and all that. And so I'm so like task oriented. So last night when I barely remember talking to you, I'm like, I'm going to get on the Peloton. I'm going to get on it because the Dwayne The Rock Johnson works out at 12:30 at night and that works for him.
Oh yeah.
So, you know what I should do? I should get on the Peloton.
I did tell you to get on the Peloton and I lied and told you I would do yoga. I did.
See, and I fully took you for face value that you would never lie to me and you lied to me for the sake of a joke. I'm going to send you a picture right now. I'm not saying that I'm going to give clearance on this picture. Don't you dare post it without my permission or I will end you.
I won't. You know this.
But this is,
I'm sure
this
you
is
have some very unflattering.
I had a minute where I realized that, oh my God,
please tell me you're on it backwards.
No way.
Oh my God.
This is when I knew I was in trouble. So I didn't want to get a yeast infection, so I took off my pants.
Oh boy.
I mean, I had my underwear on. Please say I said that to you. Please say I said that to you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You
oh,
did.
God. Oh, God.
You guys. Okay.
Oh.
So, Kristen, that's from the top up. That's how I remember her from the trivia Zoom.
I was wearing a really preppy outfit.
Looked adorable.
I was wearing one of my favorite one on my outfits. I tried to look cute.
So, right. I can't see the seat. of the Peloton, but I do see some kind of beige undies. They look like they are a bikini cut, maybe. She's allowed to have a full coverage bikini. She's a married woman. And I also love that, like, your family chores list is right behind you. It, like, embodies who you are, Kristen. This is amazing. Oh, my God. I won't post it, but I will keep it.
Okay, you better not have that, like, on the ready on your phone, and you do not show that to Britt McAdams.
No, there's no way, because he would break into my phone, and he would steal it.
He would make it a meme, and then it would go viral, and all of And I'm not sure. I may post it just because I feel like this is a safe space, sort of. But like, that was where I was at. So I got on the Peloton and I was like, this isn't so terrible. I made it 6.5 minutes and I was like, I'm going to break my ankles. This is the dumbest thing I've ever done.
Well, yeah, I do, in my defense, and I obviously had a bottle of Chardonnay myself, or I wouldn't have made a promise and not keep it, is I do work out at night.
I like to work. It's not I was just talking about it today. Working out at night for me is, it's all the right things. It does all the right things for me, but it's hard for me to get, like, to have the energy to do it by the time I can do it. But if I do work out at night, I sleep better. I feel better. I'm sort of like, it doesn't matter if I'm, like, so fatigued, because, like, there's times where you and I have to write and I'm like, I don't have anything left, because I did 11 minutes at a, like, 4 on the Peloton.
I couldn't do morning. I have a friend I saw on Facebook that she's getting up at 5 every morning to do her Peloton. And I'm like,
I'll tell you right now, unless I'm going to a class where there is a dude that looks like any of the cast members of Bridgerton teaching that effing class, there's no way I'm going. I can talk myself out of it too easily.
That would make it worse for me, because I'd be like, oh, I got to do full face makeup, like, evening.
You gotta wear a gown.
I gotta press my bra.
Put on your long gloves.
Yeah,
you got. That's never easy when you're doing a boot camp. And then you gotta like always look like this isn't hard.
Yeah,
hardest part. So after I tried to Peloton half lit on my Peloton for 6 minutes, I recognized that this was an unsafe move. Meanwhile, my husband was just as lit as me, and he was like, man, you have good legs. And so then I'm like, thanks, babe. And you know, when you have a couple cocktails, you're like, this is going to go down, because you kind of forget who each other is, and then you like each other again.
Yeah.
So then I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get out of these Peloton shoes, which took me 15 minutes because they were very
Oh, they're special shoes. I didn't see that in the photo, Kristen.
Oh, it's, look again. They're there. Okay. There. Right. Well, I mean, really.
I really need to look at the photo more. Holy cow.
So.
No, I can't see them. They're behind.
Okay, good. Well, yeah. There. I mean, the most important thing is you can see my underpants and anything else that I'm. If it was from the front, you'd see my boosh. So, like, it's all good.
Thank you for sending me that photo.
Well, I'll save that one for you. It's coming here. So I got out of my shoes. It took me 15 minutes. I'm like, Kristen, what are you doing to yourself? And then I was like, you know what? Maybe I'm going to go put the moves on my husband. And then I went upstairs and he was not in our bed. He crawled into bed with our son, and they were sleeping exactly in the same position. And I kind of like tapped on him, because I was like, hey. Because you know, in your 20s, if you did that, they'd roll over with like a tent. Like,
whoop. Yep.
And my husband goes, and he just like went back to sleep, and I go, forget it. I'm getting the bed to myself. I'm going in my room.
Because
he snores when he drinks, so he will sometimes like crawl into my bed with my son, who has a queen size bed and does not need all that space.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America. Discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness.
award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Well, what you just said reminded me of, I have a really funny mom box to share with you later.
Oh, fun.
That has to do with dads and their wieners.
Oh, that sounds, I mean, do you want to just do it right now? I mean, you just,
okay.
I mean, oh, I God. Feel like you can't. Yeah. It's like the Peloton picture. Everyone's going to be like,
well,
you got to show
that
up.
That was a teaser. I'll save it for later.
Okay.
And then, yeah, then I'll get back to it. Because
we're going to talk about hair.
We really intend to talk about hair. And I saw a picture. There's actually two of my friends. One of them we have in common. And then a girl I went to high school with have let their hair go
gray.
And they look amazing.
I have a, it's so, oh my gosh, this is like one of my favorite things to talk about. I have a real like push pull with that because there, I have on the right side of my head, just this like wizard stripe. That's it. And then I have like some salt and pepper up in my, the crown of my hair, but it's really just like right where my temples are, this like white. And I was like, that would look so badass if I was willing to do it. And I've let it go about an inch. And then I'm like, I'm not ready.
I know.
And then I go get it colored and I feel 10 times better. And I'm not saying I don't support the women that are going gray. I'm just not ready. I will eventually.
That's
what I
mean.
I
do not have the balls to do it. I don't have the, like, if I really was brave, I would probably do some kind of cute short haircut. But I'm so scarred by having my haircut like my Aunt Karen in the fourth grade that I just feel like I'll look like this really round boy if I do that. And I like.
Well, it's funny that you say that because, well, here's the thing. I'm in a big deep dive on TikTok. We don't do any videos on TikTok, but I can't stop watching that sucker. It's so dumb. I just can't. I'm obsessed. I'm like mildly addicted. I know this. I know there's literally times where I steal off and like find like 20 minutes to lay on, to like sit on the couch and I'll act like I have a book and I have TikTok going. Like,
so, more work, everybody. Sorry.
You guys, this work is so hard. Ooh, okay. What was your vacation like in pictures? Okay. So, So there's this whole battle going on between millennials and what the Gen Zers have said that you can no longer wear skinny jeans or part your hair on the side. And the millennials are like, how dare you? And they're having a real come to Jesus. While the Gen Xers are like, wait, we just want to get really drunk and probably do all the drugs in your cabinet. What's going on here? Why can I wear Chuck Taylors and an ironic t-shirt and call it a day?
Well, I think that like fashion wise, that's a whole other story, but I did read the thing. There was like this list that
and
came
your
out.
Hair is parted down the middle.
Down the middle, you guys, because I read this list and it said one of the things, don't side part. Now, it just so happens that I was looking to do something different with my hair inside the limitations of quarantine because I'm not going to go spend 5 hours in a salon. And our friend comes over and does Kristen and my like roots and stuff like that and highlights. I've gotten mine done like twice in the last 12 months.
I know because it's expensive. So
to have
I
somebody
kinda,
come to your house. Yeah.
Yeah. So I kind of try to spray them in. But man, that spray after a while, you start to look like you're a Muppet. Like your hair doesn't look like human hair anymore. And it's weird because it's like the spray part literally stands up on its own.
It's like,
and you're.
Oh, somebody's
it's like
got.
It's like a toupee.
Somebody's got Just for Men in. It's like so obvious.
Yeah, Jen and I both use the same color.
Yeah.
Blonde works for brunette, works for brunette, works for blonde.
Sometimes I use eyeshadow to cut because I do have gray in the front.
I know. You have, your gray is like, poof,
well, you
like
know what
right
it
in
is.
The front.
You can get more gray hair. This might just be a theory that I have, but you know what? There are
go with
roots
it. We're
in
doctors.
Dermatology.
Yeah,
okay,
we're
for this.
Doctors.
I think I was a doctor in a past life. Okay, so I always parted my hair on the same side over my right eye, and that's where all my gray is. But if I part it down the middle, I don't have as much gray. So I think it's like sun damage or something, like the sun can like.
Or just where you like your hereditary or genetic makeup grays you. But
yeah,
I do. I like wearing a middle part. I have a natural, that's kind of where my hair falls, but I'm not doing it because some Gen Xer told me to.
I
just love
am.
The fight. I love the fight between them. There Young are women, people? They're like, how dare you? I know, I'm so exhausted. I'm like, what's a Gen Zer? Like, I don't even know.
I didn't know that it, was a thing.
Oh, they're in on it. They're so mad. So the new thing now, because I, you know, I'm wasting my life on TikTok, is, and tell me if this sounds familiar, the bob is coming back.
Oh,
real
God,
hard.
No.
Real hard.
No.
The fringe bangs are coming back real hard. The curtain bang is coming back.
I like that.
I like
that,
those
I
with
think.
Long hair because they look cool.
But I have a cowlick though, so it's tough.
I know. I don't do those on purpose. That's how my hair falls, and I always look like some sort of colonial soldier.
Oh, honestly, your wherever your hairline ends with short hair is like what your eyes get drawn to. So if you have one of those, like I had a curly bob in the ninth
yep.
grade, and I can show
of
you
course,
that picture.
Yeah, get
it
a
was
perm.
Just like a big arrow pointing to my crooked teeth pre braces. And now if I get a bob, it's just going to be like, oh, that really accentuates
your
jowl. Chin. Yeah,
yeah,
that's
same.
Really gorgeous.
But you know, I wanted to cut all my hair off, and then it's what can we name it? Should I call it the tragic burning of 2020? The I thought 2020 was almost over, and then I caught my head on fire event.
It was your birthday.
That's really funny.
Your birthday.
That's really funny, Jenny. Yeah, it was my birthday, and I burned my hair off, and then I went and got it cut, and it looked like the Rachel Green cut, and everybody was super nice on social media, except I could
I
not do this
hair. I
bought
her some like rhinestone butterfly clips
yep,
just
thank
to
you.
Lean into it.
And they looked great. and then I was
Wear
like,
these
I
with
can't.
Some Doc Martens.
And yes. A, and a like
tube
spaghetti
top.
Strap tube
yep.
top.
Yeah.
I go, I can't do this. I can't do my hair like this. So the wonderful part about if you're willing to spend the dough is I had my hair from the Amazon special, so I got extensions put in. So my hair is like half fake right now. So I don't know what to expect underneath this, but at some point I'm going to have to take these fake. It looks like I cut the hair off of a Barbie and shoved it
oh,
into my hair.
Kristen, I have a bag of your hair at my house.
I
forgot. That's so weird. It's so weird to say that thing, but I do. And like the FBI, like don't. Hey, mind your P's and Q's.
When I get my hair wet and I if it dries, my top hair dries like little Orphan Annie, but the under hair looks like a beautiful mane. But I only have like two in, so they're longer than the rest and they've grown out. And again, I'm too cheap to get it done regularly. So I have like 4 inches of regrowth right now.
Here's the truth that I'm grappling with is that so much of your hair for as long as you live your life is tied to like youth and beauty.
Yeah.
And when I read that thing about like, Kristen's batting her eyelashes at me. Yes, you're beautiful.
I didn't mean to be. I was listening to you. I was like very.
I just got lost in your eyes
okay,
over the
sorry.
Zoom. No,
is it the bloodshot bringing out the blue?
They're so blue looking, Kristen.
Okay.
Like a purple ball of purple orbs.
I'll show you my purple orbs.
No,
that's
thank
for a different
you.
Podcast. No, we'll talk about nipples.
That's what happens if you ride the Peloton without pants. You get purple orbs. Don't do that, everybody. This pandemic seems to ruin everything, right?
Yes.
That's a nice way of saying that. Travel plans, birthdays, weddings, you name it. I feel like our lives have been disrupted in every single way possible, big and small. All those little ways that we used to celebrate and all the ways we used to make memories, they feel like they're never coming back.
That's right.
Luckily, my therapist is here to listen and help me see the bright spots, even on those bad days. That's no joke.
And you know what's great about Talkspace is you can pick out a therapist that you feel like works best with you. And you have this sounding board to remind you that everybody's coping in different ways and things are hard right now and things are going to get better.
Yeah. And you can communicate with someone night or day. So if you're having like a really bad moment, doesn't matter when it is, there's somebody there for you.
That's right. I wholeheartedly recommend Talkspace for therapy. You can sign up online and start therapy the same day as you sign up. You can text, video, or send voice messages to your licensed therapist, so it's incredibly convenient to have virtual sessions from the comfort of your home.
As a listener of our podcast, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com or download the app. Make sure you use code MOM to get $100 off of your first month and show support for our show. That's MOM and Talkspace.com.
Hey, Jen, why don't you tell me about Athletic Greens?
I'll tell you about it, and I know that you're going to make fun of me, but I like how much it aids my digestion, Kristen. I'm a human being, and look, everybody needs some probiotics, right? Everybody needs energy. Everybody needs... I'm not the only one.
The nice thing about Athletic Greens is that you are taking a vitamin in the form of a green drink, and it's super delicious, and it's really easy, and it's your first act of self-care when you wake up. And with so many stressors in life, it's difficult to maintain effective nutritional habits and give our bodies the nutrients it needs to thrive. Busy schedules, poor sleep, or simply not eating enough of the right foods. That's why I love how easy Athletic Greens is.
Athletic Greens is lifestyle friendly, whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free, and it contains less than 1 gram of sugar without compromising on taste.
One scoop of Athletic Greens contains 75 vitamins, minerals, including probiotics, a green superfood blend, and more that all work together to increase your energy and focus, aid with digestion, and support a healthy immune system.
And now Athletic Greens is doubling down on supporting your immune system. That's smart. During the winter months, they're offering our audience a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Simply visit athleticgreens.com/imomsohard. That's athleticgreens.com/imomsohard and get your free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs today with your first purchase. So when I read that article about, you know, basically it means that you're old if you're still doing your hair this way, I was like, oh, that woman that I used to make fun of for like wearing her pants too high and like wearing a quilted jacket that she
made. You mean the shit that's popular right now?
I know. Well, it all comes back around, but like when I was a kid, I remember being like, I felt like my hair was aging me. I already feel like my face is. My body failed me years ago. So I was like, my hair too? I don't get a pass on my hair. So
I don't understand the hair of it all, because first of all, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do my hair. Period. End of story. Don't want to do it. I don't know how to put in a messy bun. I've been wearing some version of the same hair forever because I mess up a cut and then it grows out to the middle. Then I mess it up again. So at some point, I'm going to have cool hair complete accident. How many times?
It's like your cycle every 2 years. There is some really major catastrophe that happens with Kristen's hair. Like 4 years ago, it was the
Keith Urban.
She went to Sport Clips or something like that, just in a pinch, and she got a Keith Urban haircut. And then had to go get those extensions put in.
No, that was the... Oh, wait. Yep. So I got the Keith Urban haircut. And when I tell you... Okay, there's just... This is why we don't see it. There are some haircuts you can't come back from.
It was kind of Tony Danza-ish.
It was so Tony Danza. This, by the way, this is 4 years ago. This isn't 14 years ago. This is four. 1, 2, 3, 4. And we did an Instagram video where we are talking about Jason Momoa and how hot he is. And so, like, it was one of our first things that we put on Instagram. And I literally look like... I look like I'm your man lover in this thing.
My hair is not as bad as she's making it.
Yes, it,
out,
it
but
is.
She hated it. And
it, the cut above my ear. So I had like around the globe cut with long underneath. It was a Keith Urban terrible haircut. And this is why it's important that you don't let your hair go bad like that. Because
I know she was
Jason
like,
Momoa saw that.
Whoever cut your hair was like, well, she's going to do that tuck behind her ears thing. It's like she basically gave you the mom haircut 2017.
It was terrible. And this is what I said to her. What have you done? Because I was mad in the chair. You know when they style it, you walk away and you're like, okay, this is cool. I can party with this. Then you get home and you're like, I have no idea how to do my hair. this woman screwed it up so much that I lost my mind in the chair. And I'm a very, like, I don't like public scenes. And I lost my mind. I go, what am I supposed to do? So then when we went on tour, I went and got like 14 pounds of fake hair put in.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm happy I did it. I have zero regrets about the hair extensions.
I say this all the time and I stand by it. I would wear a wig because there's fake hair is so much easier to do. And like, you don't have to wash it as much. It's like, it's better. And when people like, I'll clip it in. I've got clip-ins. I've got tape-in ones. Like, it's when people are like, oh, is that not your real hair? I'm like, why have real hair? It's hard to deal with.
Yeah. Like, and it looks awesome when you add a whole second head of hair. I had like a real like grieving moment when I got my first set of extensions taken out because mine are taped in. So they took them out and I literally was like, thank you for all you've done for me, for making me feel beautiful in pictures, and I'll get through this. And then cut to, I burned my hair off. So it's a good thing that like, so hair, and like she said in Fleabag, like hair is everything, because it does. It makes you feel young. It can make you feel beautiful, but I am itching to change it up. And you want to know what else is coming back that I could totally party with?
What
is the streaks in the front?
Oh yeah,
the blonde streaks in the front when the rest of your hair is damn brunette. Do you know how many times I did that when I worked at Applebee's? Like,
oh,
it was,
man. Yeah, that was cool.
That was cool then. I don't know if it's going to be cool now.
Man, it just meant you were showing off your money. You had 40 bucks that you were willing to drop on some real sweet, chunky highlights.
And if you've ever done that and tried to do it by yourself, you can really screw it up. So you have to foil that shit. You have to go in and have a professional, because you can put them in the wrong spots and then they look like whiskers.
Oh, God. I even used to get the bonnet that they pull it through. Oh, God. Well, because hair has always been a big deal because my grandmother had a hair salon for like ever.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's
and
right.
And she, like everybody in the family, she would like line us all up in her kitchen. Like she had the salon like in her basement. But after she retired from doing it, it was just to line everybody up in the kitchen. She'd be like, Saturday, I'm giving haircuts. Come over and just give everybody cuts. Or maybe a perm or maybe a dye job.
That's awesome.
Job. Yeah.
That's awesome. I remember my aunt Mary Lou, God rest her soul, and she was so rowdy and feisty, and my aunt Joey, and they got really drunk one night on Cabernet, and they did each other's roots, and I think they mixed up whose box goes where, because the blonde, I don't know what happened, but they came to a wedding the next day looking like calico cats. I've never seen anything like it. They were like, we got really drunk and did each other's hair, and I'm like, I think you... I don't know where your Clairol went, but it did not Clairol well.
When I had that bob haircut in the ninth grade, I hated it so much that I was spending the night at Mandy's house, and she was like, do you want me to cut it? And I was like, sure, can't look any worse.
Yeah,
buzz it. I let my 12-year-old friend, I was 12 at the time, 13, whatever, cut my hair. Maybe it was eighth grade.
So if we could just talk bad hair, I'll literally dominate this entire podcast, but I will share this one terrible hair experience. Fuck. My mom, big on the perms, thought they were a good way to go.
Yeah,
I didn't even need them. I have naturally wavy hair, but my mom was like, let's go get a perm.
All the Brady men have perms, Kristen.
So we went to this place called, you bitch. Up yours. So we went to this place called Command Performance, which was the fancy place.
That's my husband's favorite thing, is like the cheesy name for a Chinese restaurant or for a hair salon. Like,
yeah,
roll up and die.
I mean, I don't know if you know Walk on the Run in Lincoln, but that was a big hot spot when I was in college. Walk on the Run.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, Command Performance.
Command Performance, and you walked in, it was like a Patrick Nagel painting with like a neon strip, like all the girls.
Oh, yeah.
So it was so expensive. So Terry was like, you're in seventh grade. You feel awkward. Let's get a perm. Let's make you feel better and get a perm.
Hold on. I have the perfect solution for all of your awkwardness.
All your awkwardness. Now, the way we're going to maintain this perm is if you just cut it really short on the sides before perming it. So we went real short on the sides, kind of the same length on top, and just a tad bit longer in the back. So what's the guy in Righteous Gemstones? Yeah, the Irish guy. What's his name?
Oh,
Danny McBride.
Yeah.
That's who I look like when I was done. I looked like it was a wonderfully large round mullet. Now, she put so much hairspray in my hair and it just looks so round. It was so big.
I tell you, there was a lot of 80s TV that like steered a lot of us wrong. Because if you look at like the sister from Different Strokes or like kind of anybody from like Facts of Life, you were like, oh, I could pull off that hair. But nobody told you those were all really beautiful girls.
And they didn't have the super tight perm. It was sort of like out and wispy. Mine looked like, my mom was like, can you make those rods really small and tight so the sucker lasts a long time? And they're like, yeah, we'll go like, we'll go with the
smallest
Q-tip.
Rod you got.
Yep, smallest rod you got. Let's make her look like some sort of like poodle combination with just awkwardness. It'll be great for her social life. And they're like, yeah, let's line them up. Put them on
her hair. Well, when my grandma wasn't doing my hair, because they lived in Oklahoma, my mom would drop me off at Regis at the mall while she went to Sears for hot sales. And I would just pick it out of the book. I don't know. Boy, girl. I don't know who it was. I don't know.
You're going to try it out.
You know, I like older women. I have a thing for their style.
Can you set these curlers so I can walk out wearing them? Yeah. I just want to feel that attractive.
I'm like, I'm 11, but I want something that looks good with clip-on earrings that I make myself. Can you just give me that? So I had some terrible hair. And then when my mom's like, if you don't like it, we're going to grow it out. You can just, and a grown out bad hairdo.
It's hard.
It's
a hard deal. It's a hard deal. It weighs heavily on the ends, but it doesn't weigh heavily on the ends. That's the thing. It like doesn't give up. It's not like, it's not like your hair grows and it gets heavy and long and like luxurious. It's like a pool noodle is wrapped around your shoulders and it just like poofs it out to this like unmanageable triangle. And that's, I'm not kidding, I was so mortified with this hair in seventh grade. I don't even know how to explain it because nobody I know had this hair. I didn't know if I was supposed to be like a Christian rock singer or what. Looked like I was 47 years old and I had a giant eyebrow situation.
It
was like Bert and Ernie situation black. I was like, can only get better, right? It can only get better. So my mom brought we drove Suburban. You know how the Suburban, when you're a kid, it looks like it's a bus.
It looks like
three sofas in a row or the seats. So my brother, who was so cute, he was blonde, big blue eyes, and he was meant it in such a sweet way. He goes, so my mom comes to pay for my hair, and she can see in my eyes, I'm like trying not to cry. And I'm like, she's like writing in her checkbook. By the way, I just said she's writing in her checkbook. She's like tearing out the pay. You know, mm-hmm. She gives it to him. We get
do
in the
need
car.
My ID? Yeah.
Yeah. Do you need? I'm like, Terry, can
my address is different on the driver's license?
Yeah. Can I just give you one of these checks that doesn't have anything on it? Can I?
Is
sure.
Starter checks. Is that?
Sure. How about just an IOU? So my brother gets in the car and goes, whoa, your hair's really big. And like it was a compliment. And Jen, when I tell you I cried, I hid under the seat of the Suburban and I cried for 4 hours. Oh, my mom didn't make me go into the house and just cried. I don't know how I fit under the seat with my hair. It probably looked like a throw pillow.
I mean, that's the worst. It just really, it's the worst to get where you feel like, I've done this thing that like I can't ever recover from, or it's going to be like next year till I feel better about what I look like.
It takes so long for something bad to grow out. And when you add perm to it, you know what? Gen Zers, talk to me when you get perms. Go get a perm. Go get a perm and then we'll see who talks about side parts and skinny jeans. Stay in your lane.
I mean, they'll probably come back though is the thing.
That's what everybody's been saying for the last 20 years and they've never come back.
Well, I do remember, and I am 1000% sure that she will kill me for saying this, but I remember Mandy's sister got a perm and
we were so scared of her.
We were so scared. scared of her. Everyone was, because it was just, Tammy could really slice and dice you. And she had great hair, but everybody was getting perms. And I remember she came home from the salon, came home, like I lived at their house. I kind of did.
Yeah.
Like she came to her house and I was there, and there were a bunch of like her brothers and sisters and friends, like in the living room, and the parents. And she came in and she looked at us like she had been crying, and her hair was like filling the doorway and kind of like orange. Yeah. Like really tight rod perms. And nobody said a word. Everyone was so scared. Like nobody said anything. And she just like pounded up the stairs, like stomping and slammed the door. And I remember we're like, would we act like, would we act like,
do we look at it? Do we look at it?
I know.
Is it real? How's she going to put a hat on that?
Okay. So I'm going to find this picture and I will show it of when I got my hair cut, like my Aunt Karen. There is a picture of her and I at the ice rink. And she has this gorgeous streaks and tips, like short hairdo. She's like a young 30 something. And then I have my Aunt Karen hairdo that's grown out. It has not been like trimmed. It's just the grown out version. And I'm like so pasty white. So pasty white. My hair was starting to like turn a darker color. I look like a Russian hockey player. I look like she is at some like exhibition and she's getting, I'm signing an autograph because I look like such a ugly boy.
Oh man, I doubt that, because I did see all these pictures of you when you were like, this is my terrible haircut. And I was like, Jen, this is a decent bad haircut. I would like to let you scroll through my history.
No, because I showed you that one picture where I'm wearing the purple unitard and ice skates and I've got the aluminum foil on, and you were like, oh.
That one's my favorite. Ooh. I was like, okay, this one works. This one's funny. This is funny.
It's this weird eunuch with kind of square heads. Well, and I always had very spocky eyebrows too. So,
oh, can we? I mean, my eyebrows. I went to town on my eyebrows at my Aunt Rainey's house one time, and I left all the remnants on their art table. And she was like, Kristen, why is the art table covered with so much black hair? And I was like, I tweezed. And like, I had what looked like a thread of hair left, because I thought, I don't ever want to do this again.
Yeah.
It was like those Drew Barrymore, like really thin ones. And I just destroyed them. They were so, and then they like came back full tilt.
Angrier. You know? Yeah.
Angrier. Unruly, still unruly, can't control it.
Your aunt's still like, who shaved their pubes on my craft table? This is an enormous amount of hair.
Said, that's not on the craft table, that's in your shower.
Hey, we've all been there. It's for way some more reason hair than
I only have one pubic hair, but I have like a bush on my forehead.
Oh my God, oh, that's so funny.
It's such good. You know, the hair of it all, though, like it right now where we're in quarantine and we've had to cut our own kids' hair.
Yeah.
Like I really did a botched job on Finn because I didn't know how to do I don't know how to do it. My brother's a barber, but like it's hard to talk it through. And I watched a tutorial, but his hair is, when I tell you my son has coarse hair, it is like it wicks water. He was born with a full head of hair. It's not like my hair where I have thin hair, but I have a lot of hair, or even Eleanor and I have the same hair. But this hair is like, I think you kind of saw it in trivia last night.
I did. That is the first time, because Colin, her husband's hair is like grown out, and it's like,
if he doesn't put product in it, his hair, because he's like one quarter Ashkenazi Jew, and he has Jewish, like thick, curly, beautiful, dark hair.
It's looks thick. Like you can see on a Zoom individual hairs.
Oh, like, you can? Because I was like, Colin, no one can literally see anything except his hair took over the entire square.
I love it. I'm the worst too, because I will always encourage people to have very huge hair.
Colin's like running his fingers through it, and Jen's like, it's awesome. Britt's like, it's awesome. And I'm like, stop encouraging him. He needs to put product in. This is like a fluff ball.
Oh, people from my husband's family were angry with me about me encouraging my husband to grow his hair out. Like, I think he looks good with long hair, like the sort of crazy artist. I'm like, I tell him when it's like short, he looks too,
He's got great hair. He's got gray hair, but he has great hair.
I think it's so, I've been trying to cut it, and he has so much thick and wavy hair that I got to like take a break. I got like an hour in me, and then I got to sit down and rest my arms and then cut the rest of it. But I love hair, and this, you're going to make fun of me so bad. So when my son was first born, I could not get myself to cut his hair, and I did not cut.
It was a situation.
It was. People were angry with me for not cutting
it. Which is weird, because we're in California, and it's like, if there's one place where you can have long hair,
nobody in California was mad. Yeah, it wasn't that.
Oh,
I mean,
I was going to say, who, everybody here was like, oh my God, he looks so amazing. He's got that long mullet.
He had such a mullet, and it was like, it's that baby mullet, you know, where they rub the hair off the side of their heads.
Yeah.
So, and I didn't cut it until he was two, because I was like, oh, well, you know, that's his, he's not newborn. He's like changed from. Like right now he is as God made him. And I don't want to change that. And I also believe in that. Hair's your antenna, like map reading, Native Americans, you know.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
I believe in all that stuff. And so I did never cut his hair. And I had emails sent to me that were like,
it's time.
When are you going to get his first haircut? People would send pictures of maybe ones that I could deal with.
How rude.
I know.
Mind your business. What do you care? We figured it out. We know that there's like, he's got long hair. We're in a place where every other freaking storefront's a barbershop. If we want to go in, we'll go in.
I know.
Like with Finn, his hair when he was little, super tight, curly, like a perm. And again, super coarse. And then one time I put Aquaphor in his hair for cradle cap. No, I didn't. My husband did. Bad move. So he had like, it looked like he was like wearing a, well, now I'm not going to be able to say it and feel like I'm not being.
He had like a Jerry curl sort of.
He had a Jerry curl.
Situation. Yeah.
It was 100% Jerry curl. And like, it was stuck to his head and it just kept growing bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And finally we just had to go in and I didn't know what to do. I was like, this hair, I would pick it. I would pick it. Because when we would get done with the bath, his hair was so coarse and so, it would so,
and it
get
hurts
so
to
ratted.
That. Yeah.
He's still such a baby about his hair. Like if I barely comb his hair, he has a fit. He always looks like, we always called him like a sweaty landlord because he was always like drooling down the front of him with like a white tank top on. And then he would like have this like big hair like growing out. And we were like, oh God, for the love of Jimmy.
Give him a gold chain.
And his hair would smell bad. So, but I did cut his hair during quarantine. There were so many things about his hair that need a professional that I botched it. And I, what I did was I just faded it too much at the bottom and not enough at the top. And so he goes, I don't ever want you to cut my hair again. And I go, why? And he goes, you made me look like a bully.
A bully. The way you're describing it, it sounds a little like a clown hair.
Well, like, that would be something different. No, no, no. This
you're like,
cut,
no, I love that. That's my favorite.
That's a
cut.
Good look. This looked like he was part of a group that I would not want him to be a part of.
Oh,
it was a little bit a little Third Reich situation.
Oh,
because I didn't know what I was doing, Jen.
That does look like bully haircut.
Yeah, I was like, this isn't good haircut. This is, nobody goes in there and goes, I would like your finest Nazi cut. Although, there was a situation where I felt like everyone was getting that haircut. I'm glad it's over with. That's all I'm going to say. That's my social commentary.
Yeah.
There's probably nothing about that is PC.
I'm just saying. I remember the like Roman gladiator haircut was big for a while. And there aren't that many dudes that can pull, you know, with the very short, like you combed it down.
Oh, yeah.
It just looks
very. Yeah.
So Dash had cradle cap. And I got it out when he was about 7 or 8 months old.
Yep.
Delilah had cradle cap, and I got it out last week. And I'm not
girls
kidding
man.
You. It's, I realized she only lets me comb her hair one way. So when I like accidentally combed it the wrong way, looking in the mirror, I was like, what is this in your hair? It was so disgusting. And I used olive oil. So she had to wear her hair in a bun because, you know, they scream when you try to wash their hair like you're murdering them.
Oh, yeah. Like you're killing them. Do you remember when I cut Eleanor's hair when we went on tour and I cut her bangs and she looked like Jack Black for 6 weeks?
I thought it was the cutest hair.
I could not believe how I screwed that up. That's the thing.
It was very Betty Page-ish. It was so
but
cute.
But everybody thinks they can do bangs. And like, you cannot do bangs. You cannot cut bangs.
No.
Yourself?
Nope.
Don't. Everybody's getting so brave
on
quarantine.
I can cut bangs. I've been doing it for a long time. I can do it.
On yourself?
On myself. I can't do them on anybody else, but I can do them on me.
That's because your grandmother was a hairstylist, and so she understands.
You do it this way. You do it like oh, see, up and down, I you don't do it.
And then Eleanor cut her own bangs at the top of quarantine, and it was just right in the middle of her head.
She cut a bang.
She cut like, what looked like a unicorn horn.
She cut a widow's peak. Bang.
It looked like it was like carpet. It was so short. And I go, you cut your bang. Like, I don't even know what you call it. Like, you cut your hair. And she goes, I regret it. And I go, good. Because that's going to be the worst regrow situation you've ever been in. And I'm going to cut to a picture of me in seventh grade getting a perm.
Hold on. I've got these.
Hold on.
These
I've got
tape
a slideshow
that I can put on. I'll have them ready.
Yeah. I'll show you this. I'll show you a picture from 4 years ago that's regretful.
Oh, like, man.
Who knows? Hey, Jen, I think you should. I've been waiting in suspense. I want to hear about this mom box.
This is from Cynthia Maxwell. And it's not very long, but it really made me laugh so hard. My son donkey kicked his dad in the balls. During a homeschool disagreement over why his cursor kept moving.
Oh my God.
His dad was trying to explain that my son's sleeve was rubbing the keyboard mouse. My son didn't believe him, so he turned around and kicked him like a donkey, and she supplied a picture of a donkey. In case you don't understand. So I really got a kick out of that because it just goes to show you that all really suffering during the
remote learning thing. My kids, it's amazing because like actually Eleanor is pretty good on her little iPad because I do think second grade they have it like dialed in to make it like very easy for her to take a picture and submit kind of thing.
Yeah.
But Finn has to do like actual typing and like word processing and all that crap on his computer.
Yeah.
And but he is so good at it now that he understands it more than I can help him. So I go in there and fake like I know what I'm doing. I'm like, Finn, you don't know everything. Now let me double click right on the you know what I'm gonna do? I'm just gonna go over to here. He's like, Mom, why are you doing that? You know what? Ask your dad. Ask your dad.
What, there's a lot of...
You don't
of,
know everything.
Yeah, there's a lot of, if you're so smart, you do it yourself!
Yeah.
I tell you what, like, it is a genetic thing that fathers get mad about technology. Literally, my husband does it for a living. Like, he is on his computer constantly, and he goes to do something for the kids on their computer, and he's like,
oh my God.
Just like a string of swears like coming out of his mouth. And so when the kids, they're like, get the iPad's dying, I'm like looking at him like, well, where did they get that from, husband? Where did they get that
irrational
anger?
Everyone acts like
anger?
They're working. It's like they're all working on the New York Stock Exchange. You know
totally.
What I mean? They're like, pass. It's over here. And everybody's like, and I, listen, I've said forever, I wish we'd go back to typewriters because I wish we'd go back to snail mail and typewriters because I could keep up.
I did see that there was an article about how during the polio pandemic, Chicago did remote learning by the radio. So,
how amazing.
Yeah. We figure it out. We do.
We figure it out. So we figure it out, and we 70, hope that
70 years ago, there were a bunch of men cussing the shit out of their radios.
Because yeah.
They were like, there's supposed to be a channel, but there's not one here.
Yeah. Okay, where the hell is, what station is Seesaw?
You do it yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. How dare, what, can we just get a, where's the transistor radio? Oh, you guys. Okay, I've got a hot flash for you, Jen. Let's go to a hot, hot,
I'm
hot,
ready
hot
to hear about
flash.
Hot flash, hot flash. Hot flash.
So I have a hot flash, and this reminds me of college all over again, falling in love with a gay man. Dan Levy.
Yeah.
Is my hot flash.
Just to set it up, this is Kristen falling in love with a gay man. She's got a tube top with spaghetti straps. She's yep. got her Rachel haircut mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. little like rhinestone clips
platform
in her hair.
Shoes.
Platform shoes. And like a mini skirt. Do you have like over the knee socks maybe? Okay.
Yeah, mini. And I'm really only getting the attention of gay men, which makes me feel very flattered and then very yep. confused because I try to kiss them and they're like, that's not what I'm here for. And I'm like, this is not going the direction I want. I mean,
is that a perm, lady?
Right. It was still growing out. It was still growing out.
Just the ends.
You know, when you work at Disney World, you can't wrap your head around the fact that all the Aladdins are gay because it just feels wrong. You're like, I love all of you. And that's what started my very hard crushes on gay men. And so Dan is no exception. And here's the thing. He just hosted SNL. I love everything about this guy. I think he is so flipping positive and cool. And I love the relationship he has with his dad, who is also extremely attractive, in my opinion. He was the lead on Schitt's Creek. He played, you know, obviously Eugene is his dad. And I can't get enough of this guy. I think what he has done for everybody like gets... I just think he's hot. I think he's hot. I think he's cool. He confuses me. I'm into it.
Yes.
I love his clothes.
I tell you what I really love about him is his mom. And I would love to have his mom. She's actually not famous on our podcast. I'm just going to put that out here because what I love when he was hosting SNL, she tweeted, basically it said, this is for everybody that went to camp and was mean to my son. Look at him now.
Yeah.
And I love that in a mom.
She's like, I've got seven words from you. Live from New York. It's Saturday Night Live. Listen, everybody gets their moment. And I think he just keeps the thing I like about him so much is I do think he is authentically himself. And he is unapologetic about it. I don't think that he's always just doing like nice charitable stuff too. He reads a lot and he's cool and I think he's Canadian and maybe that's why, but
Canadian people are just really laid back and cool. That's true.
I'm a big, big, big fan. And he keeps coming up more and more for me now, more in my dreams too. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
I hope he's on Bridgerton and then my pants will explode.
You know, actually Eugene Levy is the kind of hair you had.
When
you and your mom were getting the two
same eyebrows.
Yep.
Same eyebrows. Same eyebrows.
Spit an image, honestly. If we could do a side by side, that would be I can't tell the two apart.
You know what? I take that as a huge compliment because they both have fantastic hair and eyebrows and they are aging beautifully.
Men. That's right.
Now, I will too be a very handsome man someday. And that's what I'm going to leave everybody with. You guys, I think we did it. I think we are done. That's our podcast.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.